This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
H.L. Mencken said that democracy is a pathetic belief in the collective wisdom of individual ignorance, and he couldn't be more right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, kjradio.com. The collective wisdom of individual ignorance. We have one of the most ignorant populace in the world. They have squandered what represents America. They've squandered it. And it's funny, as I watched what all these different things play out, I think about the level of stupidity you have to be a Democrat. I talk often about the people that make the conversion. You know what? I'm going to give you a pass. Right now, make that conversion and I'll grandfather you. Because if you hang on for another few months or so, I'm just going to say you are the dumbest people on the planet. How much do you need to see about how that party operates? The so-called liberals, the so-called progressives, the people that change their names all. You know who changes their names? Crooks, criminals, porn stars. That's who does it. Amber? Amber Short Thong? Whatever your name is. The Democrats are nothing but a bunch of name-changing, morphing, what do they call it when they do it in the X-Men films? You know, they can be whatever they want to be. Look, they're nothing but scam artists. That's what they are. And so when you're a scam artist, you don't want anybody to know who you are. You change your name. You move to a new place, you change your name. I tell people all the time, that's why I never, people, Kevin, you should change teaparty.org to something else, teapartycommunity.org to something else. Nope. It's Tea Party Community, baby. Because that's what we are, community of good folks. And we don't need to change our name. We don't need to run from our name. Democracy, a pathetic belief in the collective wisdom of individual ignorance. One of the great thinkers, Mencken, said that. You know why he didn't say democratic republic? Because that's what we are. We are not a democracy. The people are too stupid to have a democracy. These are people that wanted to vote Hillary Clinton in. A crook. These are people who voted for the most incompetent person they could possibly find in 2008. Why? Because he was a Negro that didn't talk like black folks. You want these people in charge of you? Freud said this. He says, no one can be forced into a belief, but no one can be forced into unbelief. So when we ask ourselves, how are we going to get these people corrected? I had a conversation with a good friend of mine over the weekend, and he said, Kevin, what are we going to do, man? And I said, let me tell you something. It's going to take three blows by a 2x4 to the head of every leftist you know. Metaphorically speaking, of course, because I don't want people thinking I'm condoning violence. Metaphorically, you're going to have to hit them. You hit them once, bam, Donald Trump had the best year ever. You know, you hit them twice, bam, this Russian collusion is a joke, man. You hit them three times, bang. You do understand that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and these are the people that are faking all this other crap, and they finally go, I'm beginning to see it, Kevin. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's not going to be one lick. There's a level of indoctrination that has occurred that you can't even fathom. I want you to just stop for a second. You think you, conservatives, we believe ourselves to be trained to think against all this stuff. Guys, I could give you song and dance on conservatives backing off of conservative principle, and they soften it just a hair, and they feel like, oh, you know, I'm paying attention to the other side a little bit on this. No, you're not. You are buying into the leftist drivel because you've been trained to do it. And every now and then, you get the disease. It resurfaces. It's dormant inside of you, waiting for the right thing. And that's why the Democrats keep fishing. That's why they keep rinse and repeat. Gun control. The same old crap. I mean, I'll give you a couple of examples. Let me give you some examples. So, here was a tweet. that I heard about, I read about. So here it is. Month two of HuffPost's opinion is almost done. This month we published 63% women, including trans women, 53 writers of color. Our goals for this month were less than 50% white authors, check. Asian representation that matches or exceeds U.S. population, check. More trans and non-binary authors, check. But I want to do better. That's what Chloe Angyal of the Huffington Post said of what the Huffington Post wants to do. They don't care if you're a good writer, that your opinions are you know, steeped in good quality stuff. No, none of that matters. We got to check off our colors. 63% women, and including trans women, 53% writers of color. Check, check, check. Ooh, look at us. Unbelievable. Let me give you something else here. Red Nation Rising. Chuck Schumer has weaponized Senate procedure by forcing 79 cloture votes on Trump nominees compared with 17 such slowdown votes in the past four administrations. At this rate, the Senate would take 11 and a half years to confirm Trump nominees. And then you know what the left does? They complain Trump doesn't have enough people in place. Here's another one. Larry Elder said this. Democrat icon JFK partied with hookers at the White House, slept with a mobster's girlfriend. Democrat icon Bobby was a serial cheater. Democrat icon Ted Kennedy was a sex predator who assaulted women. Democrat icon Bill Clinton was accused of rape, and Hillary Rodham Clinton of intimidating alleged rape survivors. But let's talk Stormy Daniels. How much do I need to prove to you that these people don't care about anything that impacts them? They only care about it if it doesn't fit their narrative. Those are just a few. Guys, I could do this all day. I'm here all day. Just flew in. My arms are tired. I could go explain the gun control, the using children, folks, as props. So they can do what? Get guns. For what reason? I don't know. Just because we want them. There's no reason for people to not protect themselves except to not protect themselves. And let me tell you, I'm a lot less worried about somebody coming up to me with a gun on the street than I'm about this tyrannical government that we keep talking about day in and day out. This is what we've got going. And so McCabe gets fired, and now the left is on a rampage. They want you to believe Donald Trump fired the man and that McCabe is a good guy. We talked about it last hour, but I want to talk about what they've got next for McCabe, because that's going to blow your mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For you, gun crime offences in London surged by 42% in the last year, according to official statistics. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. Those are not my statistics. That is from the BBC in London. Yeah, different accents, right? Yeah, I'm mixing up my British accents. See, there's this crazy British accent that's like this, you talk like this here. And then there's the highbrow British accent that Americans tend to use, which is more of an enunciation than anything. And then there's that Piers Morgan one. I can't do it. Yeah, gun crime offenses in London surged in the last year. 42% surge. The Met's police figures show that there were 2,544 gun crime offenses from April of 2016 to April of 2017, compared with 1,793 offenses from 2015 to 2016. So it's escalating. Now look, doesn't seem like a big deal. There's only, what, 2,500? Come on now, 2,500 gun offenses, that occurs in Chicago like in a week. Right? But if it were to continue to grow at that rate, not to get all mathematical on you, but it wouldn't take very long for there to be tens of thousands of gun offenses. And the real question is this: what's spurring a 42% increase year over year? Get this. Knife crimes increase 24% with 12,074 recorded offenses from 2016 to 2017. So not only did gun crime go up, knife crime went up as well, even though not as much. People don't talk a lot about the knife crimes in Britain. There's a lot of knife crimes in Britain. Now, if you boil down the number of gun offenses and knife offenses of British populations, particularly in these are metro, this is metro London, and then you boil it down to like the United States in terms of relative size, that's a lot of crime. It's quite a bit. They said, the Met said, although crime rates are rising, they remain at a much lower level than 5 years ago. Well, that's reassuring. They're going up, but they're still much lower than 5 years ago. Huh, makes me wonder what they're going to be saying 5 years from now. But I'm probably putting too much into it. Scotland Yard registered annual rises across a number of serious offense categories in the past 12 months, following several years of falls. Here's what's funny. They got London now has a Muslim mayor who hates Donald Trump, ushers in many, many more immigrants, and I'm using my finger quotes. Londoners are leaving in droves, and they wonder, why are the statistics suddenly going up? The total number of offenses during the 2016-2017 financial year was 774,737, an increase of 4% from the previous year. So just under 800,000. It was under 750,000 the year before, but certainly ticking up. Knife crime offenses that resulted in an injury also increased by 21%. So they break them out, knife crime offenses and the ones that have, injury. The force said robbery offenses, which increased 12% year on year, were about half the level of 2006 to 2007. I love how statistically when things don't go the left's way, because British is leftist. They're leftists. When things don't go their way, they refer back to a year, a bad year.
Oh, this is nothing like 2006 and 2007. Yeah, I mean, whoa, that was a bad year. So what? People are dying, getting knifed to death, gun increases are going up, rape and all these other things are happening. You know, boy, that 2006, 2007, if we reflect back on that, if we compare it to that, they don't say, if we could just save one life. They don't go that route with that.
And that leads me into Teen Walkout Day. And I know it's been out of the news because we got all kinds of better stuff going on, right? We got fired McCabe and the Russian collusion and porn stars that want to sue Trump and him countersuing and all that. I mean, we got a lot of stuff. But here's what you didn't hear about Teen Walkout Day, where they were saying, hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civilization has to go. That was heard around a bunch of colleges and universities on the day of Teen Walkout. And it makes you wonder, why are you sending your kids to college? Again, do I really need to go there with you? Here was another one. Teens in Chicago who participated in National Walkout started a riot and destroyed a local Walmart. No, I know. It was the guns. Yeah, it was the guns that did it. It wasn't, the fact that these teens are bad. They're miscreants that don't have parents to care about them. And society says, no, do what you want to do. What does she say in Baltimore? Look, y'all go on destroy. And when you get it out your system, then we'll figure out what we want to do with these mean cops. Yeah, they're the ones that are in trouble. Yeah, it's not a behavior problem. It's a gun problem. Mm-hmm. Because I know whenever I get mad, I'm going to go to the nearest place and I'm going to ride. I'm going to ride in my Starbucks later on this evening. Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. Yeah. Folks, we've allowed this crazy world to develop. I don't want to keep blaming us, but because you know what? Here's the thing. We got solutions. The solution is you call them out. Call them out. They want to take your guns. You say, let me tell you something. You're not taking my guns. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you say it. I don't care who you use, how you frame it. You're not taking my firearm. You're not taking my rifle. You're not taking anything. And if I develop a hand grenade that I can, which they have them, but you know, if that's the next thing, I'll have that. You're not taking it from me. Man, we've got to start fighting back. We got to start educating these kids. And look, I'm not going to tell you that they've gone through the system. It's going to take a while. I said earlier, you got to, you know, it's going to take quite a few blows before the left go, okay, oh. It's not one blow that's going to do it. One blow, and they say, you're a bully. The second one, they're like, oh, I'm calling my lawyer. And when you knock the phone out of their hand as you're, you know, hitting them in the jaw, then they finally go, okay, I get it. You got to make them get it. You have to make them understand that you're serious about this, that this is no joke to you. Kids as props. That's all they did. They prop these kids up. They want these kids to believe, a lie. This is Michael Brown Jr., you know, essentially to make the teen kids believe in a lie. Hands up, don't you? That's the equivalent. They want to build some new industry around this, and they can't do it with the adults anymore because these are people now that are getting their sanity. They voted Hillary out. They voted against Obama's policies. I'm going to get into this a lot deeper here in the next bit. But that's what you're fighting against.
Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know, what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, why teach kids about guns, huh? If the left told the truth about guns, the gun control discussion would end immediately. It's true. It's not what I want to talk about this segment, because I want to get into some stuff about Barack Obama and what the Democrats were willing to do in order to keep us from being where we are right now, which is bringing sanity back to politics. But I do want you to understand the game that's being played. The left does not want people to know the truth, whether it's about guns, immigration, Muslim terrorism, tax policy, you name it. They don't want you to know the truth. If you know the truth, you would never, ever in your wildest dreams side with them on anything. And so when they do get you into that system, they force you to stay into it. You must believe guns are bad, or you won't get that job. You won't get tenure. You will be ostracized in their community. Ask any leftist. Every one of them has a situation where they went against the grain, and either they left or they stayed and they kept their mouth shut. They are a complete culture of cowards. That's what they are. Wouldn't stand up to look. I've been around conservatives, and we'll talk, and somebody will say something that I disagree. Like I forget, you know, the exact circumstances, but I remember just recently being around something I disagreed, and I was like, I don't agree with that. And the person kind of went, And we changed this. He changed the subject. But what I wanted him to understand is what you just said, I don't agree with. You can like me, not like me, but I'm going to give you my opinion. I'm no chump. I'm no PB. I'll leave it at that. You'll figure it out. I'm not going to let you say something that I disagree with, and then I just go along to get along. Not going to happen. I got confronted by a guy. We were having a Twitter battle. He calls himself a conservative, but he's an anti-Trumper. He sees me at CPAC, and we've been friendly up to that point. But I'd see him on Twitter, and I just went after him like, you're a moron. You know, you're buying into this leftist drivel. And I would challenge all of his tweets that were anti-Trump. Some of the things he tweeted, I completely ignored because they were correct. But the things where he was wrong, I didn't. He sees me at CPAC. He's like, man, hey, you know, you're battling with me on Twitter. I said, get your stuff right and we won't battle on Twitter. Well, I just don't think we should be going after each other. I said, I completely agree. But when you say things that are wrong, I will go after you. End of story. Have a nice day. We can be conservatives. I don't have to agree with you in lockstep. By the way, you don't have to agree with me either. You can go to kjradio.com, send me a note, or you can call 844-551-8255. And if you really don't disagree, I'll have you on the show. And then, if you want to bring some friends, if you have a friend, Kevin, I got a friend, then invite your friend. If your friend or whomever, acquaintance, if you know somebody that thinks they know it all, bring them here. I will put them on. I will debate them. We will not clip one word or anything from what they say. You will hear it in its entirety. And I'll be very respectful for as long as they are. If they're not respectful, I won't be respectful. But if they're respectful, I'll be respectful. And I'm just going to ask questions. I'll just be like, okay, well, let's just pretend that that's, I agree with you. Now, what about this? And what about that? And here's what I'll do. I'll make it fun for everybody. We'll play 20 questions. And I can guarantee you within 10 questions, whoever you bring on, me asking them 10 questions on whatever topic they want, I will spin them into the death spiral, and they will probably be mad. But they will either have to change their mind or admit they can't defend their point. And I won't make a statement. I'll only frame what I say in questions. Now that's, I mean, that's pretty bold. That's about as easy as I can make it on somebody. I'm going to ask you questions, non-offensive questions, questions about what your policies stand for and things that you may or may not know about things. And we'll keep count. Somebody will ding, you know, one, ding, two, ding, three. And within, and I'm going to do 20 questions, but within 10, it won't even take me 10. Most of them are spinning. So there you go. 844-551-8255. Bring them on. Germany gave up their guns. 6 million Jews died. How many ways do guns save lives in America? Millions of times a year. Many, many more times than a gun is used in any type of an act of violence where the person, you know, and what I mean is wrongly used. Cops shoot somebody or accidental shooting or whatever. Guns save more lives and protect more people than the left will ever admit. They will not tell you this. They won't tell you that, nor will they tell you that these kids that marched in this March for Life were forced. Some of them were forced to participate. One of the guys, a friend of mine on Twitter, said, did students protest when Steve Scalise was shot? Did students protest when Kate Steinle was shot? Did students protest when 8 people were mowed over in New York City by a terrorist driving a Home Depot truck? Students are protesting because the media and Democrats use them as puppets. That's why. And that is the truth of the matter. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about bringing the Democrats down. And my question to you is this. What would it take to bring the entirety of the Democrats down? It's a one-word answer. Trump. See, it's that reason Trump was not supposed to win at all costs. And National Review wrote an article about Russian collusion and the real story behind Hillary Clinton, the DNC, the FBI, and the media. And they said this, Barack Obama keeps a close watch on his emotions. I love Spock, he wrote in February of 2015 in a presidential statement eulogizing Leonard Nimoy. Growing up in Hawaii, the young man who would later be called No Drama Obama felt a special affinity for the Vulcan first officer of the USS Enterprise. Long before being nerdy was cool, there was Leonard Nimoy, the eulogy continued. Leonard was Spock. Cool, logical, big-eared, level-headed. Now, what's funny about this, Barack Obama doesn't like his big ears, but he knows he has them. So he was trying to describe himself. Cool, logical, big-eared, level-headed. That's what he thinks of himself. The article continues, it's a rare occasion when Obama lets his Spock mask slip. But November 2nd of 2016 was just such a moment. 6 days before the presidential election, when addressing the Congressional Black Circus, they said caucus, he stressed that the Republican candidate, Donald Trump, threatened hard-won achievements of blacks. Tolerance, justice, good schools, and ending mass incarceration, even democracy itself. Now let me ask you this. I'm going to stop for a second. Do you believe for 1 second that blacks in America are tolerant and just, part of good schools, and not and massively incarcerated? Because let me tell you something. If any of those things were ruined in the 8 years of Barack Obama's presidency, blacks became less tolerant. Blacks are one of the most injustice. They prefer injustice over justice more than anybody. We still have the worst schools, and we have mass incarceration. But he goes on to say this. There's one candidate who will advance all those things. Voice swelling with emotion, they said. And there's another candidate whose defining principle, the central theme of his candidacy, is opposition to all that we've done. That's what Barack Obama said. Now they go on. The open display of emotion was new, but the theme of safeguarding his legacy was not. 2 months earlier, on July 5th in Charlotte, North Carolina, Obama delivered his first stump speech for Hillary Clinton. He described his presidency as a leg in a relay race. Hillary Clinton had tried to pass the Affordable Care Act during Bill Clinton's Affordable Health Care during Bill Clinton's administration, but she failed. And the relay baton fell to the ground. When Obama entered the White House, he picked it up. Now, his leg of the race was coming to an end. He said, "I'm ready to pass the baton." He says, "And I know that Hillary Clinton is going to take it." Yeah, he knew she was going to take it because he had made sure that he had all the apparatus in place to make sure she would be able to take it. But what's funny about this, and they aren't going to get into the nuance of this, but Barack Obama ridiculed Hillary Clinton's version of the health care system, and then he stole it and implemented the same thing for himself. I'm telling you, I wish I had a TV show because I would have said, "Now that's a brother that stole from a white woman. He did it right in front of America and called it Obamacare, had the name to steal it, pawn it, and put it under his own name." They said, but he was less certain than he was letting on. Hillary Clinton was up in the polls to be sure, but she was vulnerable. 3 weeks earlier, on June 15th, a cyber attacker fashioning himself as Guccifer 2.0 had published a cache of emails stolen from the DNC. They proved, as supporters of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders had long alleged, that the DNC had conspired with the Clinton campaign to undermine their candidate. Sanders was still withholding his endorsement of Clinton for president, even though her nomination as a Democratic candidate was now a foregone conclusion. I'm going to stop there for just a second because I want to continue in the next segment. But what they're saying here, what the National Review is pointing out, is that Barack Obama knew all of this. He knew Bernie Sanders was being cheated. He knew Trump was being cheated and targeted. He was spying on him and all these things. And he had let it slip that his legacy was at stake.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No Trump at all cost. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That is what the left wanted. No Trump at all cost. Trump should not, could not become president, or else all hell would break loose. That people would know exactly what's going on in this government. I want you to think about this. Have you heard of the term straight shooter? We've used it. People have used it. Most of us have used it, right? He's a straight shooter. Meaning, if that guy tells you something, you can pretty much believe it. And we get, and, you know, you hear that and you go, somebody says, oh, he's a straight shooter. You go, okay. He is. Well, that's what's been said of Brennan, former CIA director. That's what's been said of James Clapper, a guy who has knowingly lied to you. And by the way, he's going to get away with a lie because of the statute of limitations running out for 5 years. Just do your research. You'll see what I'm talking about. James Comey was declared a straight shooter. I think somebody said he's the most honest guy in D.C. Robert Mueller has been called a straight shooter by multiple people. And there are many others that D.C., the politicos, the media have called straight shooters above and beyond reproach. And they are now all embroiled in a conspiracy to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. Every one of them. It's a snake pit. I want you to think about everything it has taken for us to get to this point in history where the biggest scandal, this is undoubtedly the biggest political scandal in American history, and the media wants to focus on Stormy Daniels. They won't even talk about the greatness of this economy because they are so invested in ignoring the scandal and not making Donald Trump look good, because the better Donald Trump would look, the more they would be forced to cover this scandal. So look at the things that are involved here. At the very least, you've got the FBI. Okay? 12 people have been fired or reassigned. Most recently, McCabe has been told he's not going to get his pension. And what do? They don't blame the FBI. They blame Donald Trump, who, by the way, had nothing to do with it. Nothing. Oh, he tweeted. He's the one that started everything. No, he isn't. You want to know who started everything? The person who got fired. McCabe got fired. He's the one that started it. And look, you've got all kinds of parallels that you can make, things in life where you say, and you're going to blame the victim? You know, it's like a crook gets shot breaking into your house and you lose your home over. And you go, what are you talking about? This fool was breaking into my house.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have shot him.
Well, what should I have done? He had a gun. He was threatening my dog or whatever. No, no, no. Call the police. But listen, so we got the FBI. We've got the CIA. The head of the CIA threatened the president on Twitter.
Mr. President, there's more to come.
What's he got? What has he had access to? Why is he now threatening the president? By the way, bring it, John Brennan, former communist, Islamic terrorist sympathizer. Bring it. That was the guy heading your CIA. Okay? The NSA is involved, collecting data and then giving fake data and whatever for FISA and FIS court, FISA stuff. They're involved. The DNI, the DOJ, the State Department, the federal government in general, with Barack Obama saying to the FBI, keep me posted on all of this. Can you even imagine in your wildest dreams this scenario? Hollywood couldn't make up a movie that is more intriguing. And quite frankly, the biggest scandal in American history. All of this, and they say, trust government. You should trust them. So what you've seen, Hillary Clinton be freed where other people go to prison or lose their livelihoods. I'll use General Flynn as an example. By the way, I'll talk about him a little later. He's going to be coming back with a vengeance. I've said it. Now other people are finally beginning to see what I was talking about. General Flynn was railroaded, and he now can ask them for state's evidence. I want to know all the information you had against me. You want to know who railroaded General Flynn while we're on the subject? Yeah, McCabe. Got him to admit to something. You want to know why Flynn did what he did? Well, let's just stay on that subject for a little bit. You want to know why Flynn did what he did? He was trying to stop the carnage happening in his financial life. Most people believe Flynn took a plea deal because he couldn't afford to fight it. There's not a person listening to this that doesn't understand that. Sometimes it's better to just go, you know what? I don't know what I said. I don't know how you're interpreting it, but I don't have the money to fight the federal government, so I better just jump out of this. He couldn't get help from Donald Trump because it would appear that they were colluding. So Trump had to put him out in the wind. But now he's coming back. Anyway, honorable men like General Flynn, like Saucier, who took a picture on a submarine, Flynn loses his livelihood, Saucier goes to prison, Hillary Clinton has done far more egregious stuff, nothing. Huma Abedin, nothing. Valerie Jarrett, Barack Obama, they've all known about all this stuff. The lawyers for Hillary Clinton and on down the line, they've all exchanged and done far worse than anything Flynn or Saucier have done, and not a single thing has happened to him. Now, I'll go back to this article. Hillary Clinton was expected to be the person to dethrone, you know, to keep Trump out, and they did everything they could. And this writer writes this, at the very moment when Clinton had expected the Democrat Party to unite behind her, its deepest chasm seemed to be growing wider. In contrast to Clinton, Obama held some sway over Sanders insurgents. He came to Charlotte and urged them to support Clinton against their shared enemy, the presumptive nominee Trump, obviously. The insurgency was not the only Clinton vulnerability on Obama's mind. He had come to Charlotte in addition to deflect attention from the news conference that James Comey, the director of the FBI, had held that morning in D.C. The investigation into Clinton's email server was complete, Comey announced. The FBI would recommend no criminal charges. That was the honey. But Comey administered it with a dose of vinegar. He dwelled on Clinton's mishandling, blah, blah, blah. I don't need to run you back through that, but here's the point. They had to take the good with the bad. It was either let us know that Clinton was indeed guilty and should go to prison, or they make Comey the scapegoat. So believe it or not, no matter what these people write, this was orchestrated. Look, I can't just let you go. It's going to be too obvious. So I'll build it up and then I'll say, but we found no intent. Now, go back and look at what Flynn did. Go back and look at what Saucier did and a host of other people who are in prison for the same reasons. And I hope Donald Trump pardons them all. He pardons Saucier. But go back and look at what they did and talk to me about intent. Now, but here's what they go on to say. From the perspective of the voters, Clinton's twin email travails, the hack of the DNC and the investigation into her server, were two faces of a single problem. Call it Clinton Inc. Sanders and Trump were painting Clinton as a Wall Street darling, the establishment candidate. She was the greatest defender and a prime beneficiary of a rigged political and financial system. And that's exactly what she was. Now, here's what they said. The third job of Obama in Charlotte was to humanize the queen. And here's what he says. I saw how she treated everybody with respect, and even the folks who aren't quote unquote important, Obama said. They said he enlarged Clinton's humility before the crowd because it was invisible to the naked eye. I love that part. With his jacket and tie off and the cuffs of his sleeves turned and a winning smile spread ear to ear, Obama came to loan Clinton his common touch. Passing the baton to her was a team effort, however. It demanded hard work from countless enablers. What's funny about this is they actually want you to believe that Barack Obama had the juice to drag Hillary Clinton's big old fat buttocks over the finish line. That bony dude couldn't do it. He had no ability to do it. Get this. Despite desperate times, rather, call for desperate measures. To block Trump, Clinton supporters bent rules and broke laws. They went to surprising lengths to strengthen her while framing him, both in the sense of depicting him in a particular light and planting evidence against him. Let me tell you something, folks. Take heart. There is nothing, repeat, nothing the Democrats are going to be able to do to thwart what's about to come. You're seeing the warnings. Eric Holder tweeted something like, hey, FBI people, the storm is coming. You need to hold strong. Let me tell you what he's saying without saying it. He knows what's coming. They still got people on the inside saying, hey, we can't stop this. I want you to take heart. Listening to this program, The Kevin Jackson Show, I've been saying this to you for a long time. 2018 is the year that the Democrat Party gets dismantled. It goes down. And rightfully so. And by the way, this isn't just about Democrats. This is about the political system. Something that would let the federal government grow to such enormous proportions and to such strength that we fear it. If it can get a billionaire private citizen trying to do good, what can it do to you?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.